Demonstrations took place around the country Friday in support of the mass protests in Egypt this week. At the National Press Club in Washington, Egyptian leaders gathered to ask the White House to stand with the Egyptian people in their demands to the nation's government.
It's very important for Americans to remember their own revolution, where they cried, "Give me liberty or give me death." This is what's happening now today in the Arab world. And I really want to reiterate your call for America, for Europe, for everyone else, you know, who supports democracy, to come forward to help the Arab nations.
The United States has expressed its firm support for the Mubarak regime. Although vague expressions of concern for the freedoms of the Egyptian people have been made, an outright denunciation of Hosni Mubarak is yet to be heard. Dr. Samia Harris of the Alliance of Egyptian Americans had this message for Vice President Joe Biden in response to his affirmation of the Mubarak government.
No, Mr. Vice President, you are wrong. It really is a bad regime. It's an occupation. It's not a democratic regime, and it cannot be fixed, cannot be repaired. It is a regime that has to end and end now.
Egyptian rights activist Dr. Saad al-Din Ibrahim called the events in Egypt a revolution. And in response to a question about the impact of revolution on the United States' so-called war on terror, he had this to say.
The implication for the United States depends on what they do now. If they continue to support dictators, then they may be in for hard times.
After the press conference, demonstrators rallied in front of the White House to make their demands known. These include withdrawing military and economic aid from Egypt, which is the second highest recipient of foreign aid from the U.S. after Israel, at an annual $2 billion.
You can see the videos across the internet of the demonstrations in Egypt now. Those tear gas canisters that are being fired at protesters are made here in the United States. The weapons that are being carried by Egyptian security forces also made here in the United States.
Though the world's eye is currently transfixed on Egypt, these demonstrators turned to the White House in demanding an end of U.S. support for the Mubarak regime. Marjanasi, Press TV, Washington.